and proud to be. 18 after 7, having a good old time. We anticipate some sunshine near 60 degrees today, so who knows, you might want a bag of lunch. Eat that cream cheese and jelly with the winos in the park. Everybody's perking on the maggot line, 4321-101. Feel free to perk. Go ahead. Hello. Ask and it shall be yours.
Okay, well, last semester you brought me luck on my finals when I asked for a request by heart, so I'm going to ask for it again.
What final you got coming up?
I've got a zoo final today.
A what?
Zoology final.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Yeah, I'm not excited about it.
What are the ones you got coming up?
I've got two more. One's junior English, which is okay because that's all essays. And then I've got another one. What's my last one? Oh, Math 220. Calculus.
Where are you? College Park?
Yeah.
So what's been happening in the last year? Have you been dating on the campus, meeting boys?
Yeah. I've been having a good time.
Hobbling?
Yeah.
Anybody in particular?
Don't tell Mom. Yeah, two.
Two? What, are you rotating them?
Yeah, juggling. It's hard.
It is. It's brutal. I mean, you know, it's always like, you know, you always forget and say, hey, remember we saw that movie Romancing the Stone? I mean, I couldn't believe... and then Harvey goes, I never saw that movie. You go, oh, geez, it must have been Clem. Right? Is that what you're doing?
Yes, it's a lie.
And that's what you're doing, right?
Uh-huh.
The phone rings, and there you are with Harvey, and Clem's on the line. Hello, how are you? Oh, I'm very well, thank you. Something the matter? No. I'll tell you what, let me get back to you on that, and I'll see you. Yeah, you can borrow my homework tomorrow. I'll see you in the class. But homework? We're not talking about it. Okay, bye-bye, I gotta run. Right? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, and then I just say, Mom was over.
Yeah, you know, I couldn't talk in front of my mother. Well, how long are you going to keep this up, Donnie? You can't do it forever.
Well, there's one guy that I like better than the other one.
But the other one you still like for the occasional shtup.
Right, you know.
Are you taking targets of opportunity on top of these two guys? If you meet somebody else at a party that you really like, you wouldn't be adverse to having perhaps a brief liaison with him.
Yeah, well, see, my roommate is going to set me up with this guy named Gavin that works at the lab.
Unbelievable. Today's woman. How old are you?
I'm 20.
20 years old! And already, you see, I'm glad I'm just seeing one person now.
Why? That's no fun.
Yes, it is, because I don't like that. I don't like jumping every time the phone rings. I don't like to worry about that. I don't like that. Ah, oh, jeez, it's...
Exciting, you know?
Huh?
It's exciting.
Exciting. I'll give you exciting. It gives you gray hair is what it gives you.
Hey, there's nothing that's
going to
change this blonde hair to gray.
Oh, yeah? Nothing's going to change that blonde hair to gray. Try this for a second. Yeah. It's going to change your hair color a little bit, baby, huh? I'm crying out loud. Yeah. Well, you know, you can have that. I guess everybody's got to go through that, huh? Is that a normal part of the maturing process of the American adult that for a while there, there's a little juggling going on? I guess it's just as well, because if say you got married when you were 18 and then you were the same person for 10, 15 years, after a while you might think, maybe I'm missing something by not going out here and there and there and there and there, and then you torpedo your whole relationship and your marriage and your kids are hating life. So I suppose it's just as well that one sows the wild oats, as the saying goes, and then when love is in the air, yeah, buddy, then it's just sweeter. Sweeter when you find that true love, knowing full well you're not missing anything. But I guess I have to admit there was a time in my life when I lived as Superman. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Aiding damsels in distress up in the air. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman. The scene. Metropolis. 11 o'clock at night. The candles are on the table. The pot roast is getting cold in the oven. A damsel in distress sitting on the couch crying. He was supposed to be here at 7:30. I've been stood up again. Why do I always try? I try so hard. I give them everything. And what do? They don't even show up. They don't have the courtesy to call. The computer goes off at the Grease Palace. Damsel in distress, 409 North Blauman Boulevard. I change into my costume. And I'm on the way. It sounds like a job for her. Superman. I see her weeping through the window of her apartment. Here I come, Donnie. Yes, will you remember that with the windows when I come here? Crying out loud. She stands up from the couch as I stand there proudly, the wind billowing my cape behind me. My hands on my hips, the big S across my chest. She smiles. Is that you, Superman? I'll say, yes, it is I. Behold! She says, but would you like some of the pot roast? Maybe a glass of wine? I say, no, ma'am. Superman doesn't dine and dance, doesn't drink and date. He is merely here to help you in your time of need. And hungrily, she falls into my arms.
Oh, Superman, thank heaven you've come.
And so,
now there's two less lonely little people in the world.
And in the aftermath, Superman always lingers long enough to smoke just one camel. And as I make my exit from the sweet chamber of bliss, look at the glistening remnants. She says, Superman, could you sing a song appropriate for our night of love? And as I look at the accumulated leavings, I think, yeah, I think I could sing one. So, yeah. My cup runneth over with love. Bye-bye, baby, I'm away. Damn that window. I'm